Hello there, it's Tanya Gabrielle here, wealth astrologist, and welcome to your premium wealth forecast for August 2022. This is your in-depth astro-numerology forecast where we cover the stars and numbers for every day of the coming month, along with the two lunations and the universal month number, as well as you receiving a PDF printout that's usually around 40 pages long, giving you all the insights into the astrology and numerology for every day of the month, and a special forecast from Merlin, the wonderful magician, druid, spiritual guide. He comes through before each month begins to give his insights into the energy forecast for the coming month. And you also receive bonus musical selections that I choose depending on what will help you to align with and heal and get empowered by specific music that resonates to the star code for each month. So let's get started, because this is going to be a very exciting month, because it comes on the heels, or actually begins with a very powerful stellium between Mars, Uranus, and the North Node in Taurus, an event that hasn't happened in over 2,400 years. So we're beginning the month with a lot of fired up energy. So August is going to really bring some lovely, elegant, and refreshing change. It's like there's a new kind of energy that enters when we are in this vibration. And what it is August adds up to 14 in numerology. 8 plus 2 plus 0 plus 2 plus 2 equals 14. And 14 reduces to 5. And 5 is a number that brings a lot of shifts, decisions, freedom. And so you're going to feel a lot more movement, and you will be able to navigate surprises with ease, especially if you make decisions quickly and be very, very present. Otherwise, if you resist this energy that's very flowing, bringing change after change and opportunities, really, if you resist that, you may feel more restless or nervous or impatient, because what this is all about is being very open to your ability to change gears. And so that doesn't mean get impulsive and gamble, even though, yes, you can take a gamble, you can jump in with 2 feet. It's a great time to do that. But it's also to make changes in a very constructive way. No matter what, you're going to have to make some decisions, some choices, requiring you to act faster than usual. So it's an exciting time. And it comes on the heels of that Leo new moon that happens on July 28th, which occurs at 5 degrees. So basically, it previews the 14-5 universal month that Leo will mostly be a part of, since the sun is in Leo until around the 21st or so, 22nd of August. So we have this Leo new moon energy previewing and even birthing this freedom energy in the days before August actually begins and introduces the 14. Now, 14 is what I call the media number. And media doesn't necessarily mean that you will be watching a lot of media, though that could be the case. There may be a lot of news coming through in August. It's also that you are communicating more. So through the channels of texting, email, blogging, being on social media, on the phone, you know, Zooming, whatever the case may be, there's more of that kind of connection. And you may also read more books or read more articles online, or something may really inspire you. Or you may actually do the writing and share the video or share the blog. It's going to be a very exciting month for that kind of connection with others. So 14 brings that communication that can come through electronics, through any kind of inspiration that is shared beyond just being physically present with somebody. And it's also a very creative number. You feel like you want to move your body. You feel like you want to use this heightened flowing energy to actually create something. And it also represents, moving back to the five, it represents the five senses. So being exploratory in terms of how you use your five senses, maybe in a deeper way. And finally, this creative energy, this part of the 14 that is stimulating, may result in you creating a product or starting a book, creating a piece of music, a painting, an invention. All of that is also covered under this vibration. But you really want to pay attention to your dreams, your intuitive hunches, because there will be fast-moving energy, and that will require being really present and on your two feet. Okay, so then we come to the two lunations, the first of which is the full moon in Aquarius, and that happens August 12th Universal Time, 2:36 a.m. in Greenwich, England, and August 11th in the Americas. So that would be 9:36 p.m. Eastern and 6:36 p.m. Pacific on the 11th. So for the Americas, the 11 portal opens up. For Universal Time, which impacts everyone, it is August 12th, which is the number of the student, of learning, of philosophy, and of, again, creativity. 12 reduces to 3. Now, this particular full moon is very powerful. We've had a few T-squares to contend with, and this also creates a T-square to the Uranus, especially Uranus. The Sun and Moon will be at 19 degrees. The Sun 19 degrees Leo, the Moon 19 degrees in Aquarius, and the Sun will be conjunct, merged with Saturn at 22 degrees Aquarius. So both of those will be creating a double square to Uranus at 18 degrees Taurus. And the Sun on the other side creates a single square to Uranus. And that creates a triangle called a T-square. And adding even more to the mix, we have Mars still in the vicinity of Uranus. Mars will be at 25 degrees Taurus. So Mars is technically also part of this T-square. So this is very, very dynamic.